Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and you have tuned into Power in the Word here on Blog Talk Radio. It is a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised, and there is power. Oh, yes, there is power in the Word of God. I'm excited today because the Lord is leading me to talk about various aspects of our lives. And it is an exciting time to be able to share with you some of the things that He has put upon my heart. Today I'm going to be talking about God in the workplace. God in the workplace and having the abundant life in the area of your work. We absolutely, positively must experience abundance in the area of our work. It is this imperative that we remember God wherever we are and whatever we are doing. Praise God. Praise God. It is just so important that He is first and foremost. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy to remember the Lord. Remember the Lord our God, because it is He who gives us the ability to get wealth. So we want to remember the Lord on today first by going into a time of prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name on today. We thank you for giving us the ability to get wealth. We thank you for your word, which directs our paths and orders our steps. We ask, Lord, that your will be done on today as we go forward to talk about having the abundant life in the area of our work. Father God, let your will be done here on Power in the Word. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and praise God. Well, here we are. Here we are. And again, I already talked to you about the fact that you do have the ability to get wealth. Today, I want to talk about some of the things that block us from having the abundant life in the area of our work. What is it that goes on in the workplace that makes some of us feel like we are stuck? I must admit that I have left the workplace. I have been self-employed or employed by the Lord for the past 3 years, going on 4 years. The Lord called me to write a book. I wrote my first book in 2002, and I published it in 2003. And shortly after that book was released, I became increasingly dissatisfied with my job. So I had to leave that place. Amen. The Lord released me to leave my job, and my husband gave me his permission. And a lot of people will say, well, what do you mean he gave you permission? Women don't even like to hear me say that. They said, well, you know, Pastor Rebecca, you can say something different. You can say, well, you agreed, both agreed that you would leave your job. But no, that man gave me permission to leave my job. He said, baby, if it's that bad and if you really don't like it, then go ahead and leave. You are not stuck there. And I praise God for him and for him being the man that he is and saying you can go ahead and leave the job if it's really that bad. And it was really that bad. It was time to go. And sometimes when God has told you to make a shift or to make a move, what happens is that you will not find yourself satisfied. There's a story about a frog who was sitting in a pot of water, and someone turned on the fire underneath the pot, but the frog did not realize that the heat was being turned up, and that frog sat in that pot of water until he was cooked. Amen. He became stewed frog. But what happens is we have to become to the point where we are so uncomfortable when the heat is turned up that we either do something different or do something differently. Amen. And something different for me was leaving corporate America and becoming an author, a publisher, a speaker, and finally to the point where the Lord called me to pastor a church. But something differently would be to reassess the way that you're doing your job. Because sometimes we're on a job and we're really not on the job. Amen. We can be doing a job, but we're not doing the job that we're supposed to be doing. We can be doing the job, but we can be doing it half-heartedly or ineffectively. And it is important that whatever we do it with all of our heart. We do it wholeheartedly as working unto the Lord and not unto men. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is just so important that we remember God in everything that we do. Everything that we do, we must have a certain standard of integrity. And I want to hear your comments because I don't know it all. I don't know it all. I am not an expert on workplace ethics. All that I know is that this thing worked for me. Applying the word of God to my whole life has worked for me. Applying the word of God to my working standards has worked for me, has taken me to the top. Has taken me to the top and given me contentment in my work. But I want you to call in. The number is 646-652-4832. Again, that number is 646-652-4832. And I want you to talk to me about your job. Let me know what's going on the job. Amen. I want to know what's going on the job. And I'm actually doing a trial call right now. I'm calling the show myself because someone tried to call on yesterday and they could not get through. Okay, I see what happened. Now I know that I can actually, okay, praise God. I have to watch that bar because it is not increased on my screen. But now I know, okay, I have to really look at this thing to see who's calling, and praise God. Praise God. But it does work. It does work. And if you tried to call me before, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying close enough attention to the bar below. It's a maneuvering that I have to do with my switchboard. Amen. And I'm the switchboard operator. I am your host, and I'm here talking to you about having power on your job. Amen. So I'm watching the board for those who are calling in, and I want to hear from you. I really do want to hear from you. So give me a call. Call me and let me know what you think about power in the word on your workplace. How have you applied the word of God to your job? How have you applied the word of God to your working skills or your business? Some of you are in business. Some of you have a business, and God is speaking to you even in the area of your business. Let me share some scripture with you while I'm waiting for you to call. Let me share some scripture with you. The first scripture that I want to share with you, I think I already mentioned it, Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. Amen. Praise God. Because it is really God who's going to give you the promotion on your job. It's not your manager. It's not your supervisor. It's not your customers. But it is the Lord who is going to give you the promotion on your job. And it is the Lord, again, I shared with you from the book of Deuteronomy, and I'm going to give you these scriptures so that you can meditate on them. The book of Deuteronomy says that it is the Lord who has given us the ability to get wealth. It says, Deuteronomy 8:18, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Amen. Praise God. It is God who gives us the power to get wealth. It is God who gives us the ability to get wealth. It is God who even gives us, when we are walking with God, it is even God who gives us the desire to get wealth. But we have to be careful when we're out there working on a job or when we're out there seeking to get wealth. Amen. We have to remember that God comes first. Amen. The first rule of thumb is to remember the Lord your God. That means to acknowledge him in all of your ways. Proverbs 3:5 tells us to lean not on our own understanding, but to acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and He will direct your path. Remember, whatever you're doing, do it with integrity. Integrity is key. It is important that you have integrity. It is important that you are able to submit, that you are able to submit to the authority on your job, or even to submit to your customers. Don't you know that you are in business to serve your customers? And the only way that you're going to be able to have an increase in your business or to profit is to let your customers come first. You know, it's amazing how many employees or how many business owners will argue with the customer, amen. And what we have to realize is that if the customer has a problem, it is our job to make sure that the customer's problem is resolved, amen, to find out a solution for that problem and to be able to make sure that the customer is indeed a happy customer. If you're in the people business and you're dealing with people, it's amazing how the Lord can bless you in that area. And I'll go to the book of Galatians chapter 5 to talk to you about how God can bless you in your business, especially if you have a people business. Amen. Praise God. Turning my Bible. And I'm waiting for your call, 646-652-4832. If you agree with me or if you disagree with me, you can call me. But I was talking earlier about work ethics. But look at this. Listen to this. Galatians chapter 5, 22. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Just think about it. If you have all of these operating in you, all of the fruit of the Spirit operating within you during the course of your day, wouldn't you have a more successful day? Don't you think that you would be able to be more productive in the workplace if you were patient, if you were kind, if you were gentle with those that you interact with, if you maintain self-control? For instance, if an irate customer comes in or calls your business or calls your office and you're totally in the right, you have not done anything wrong, and this person comes in screaming down on you and complaining and cursing and yelling, what do you do? What do you do? Well, what you do is you exercise the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, amen. You exercise gentleness and goodness and patience, and you definitely want to maintain self-control. Don't respond to a fool according to their behavior. If someone is acting like a total fool, arguing with you and cursing you out or mistreating you, because you may have a boss who is mistreating you and unfairly mistreating you. You have not done anything wrong. Always complain. If you have someone who's always complaining, then what you want to do is you want to deal with that person with the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible tells us to be slow to speak, slow to anger, and quick to listen. This is another way that you can apply the Word of God to your business, where you can say, I'm not going to respond right now. I'm going to hear this person out, and then once I have thought about it and once I have processed my emotions, I will respond to this person. Amen. So the key is to let them go ahead and vent. And even if you're right, even if you're right, I'd rather be righteous than right. Would you agree with me? Would you rather be righteous than right? So even if you're right, go ahead and let that person vent. Now, it does not mean that you have to wait and let an employer abuse you. Amen. You do not have to stand and be cursed out by someone that you work for or by anyone. Amen. You can just, when they're finished, you can say, are you done? And they'll say yes. And you say, well, I don't appreciate the way that you're talking to me, and I would really, really like it, or I'm asking you to refrain from cursing at me, and refrain from speaking to me in that manner. I'm respecting you, and I'm asking for the same thing in return. Now, this is easier said than done. This is easier said than done. I came out of corporate America, and when I was in corporate America, believe you me, I had an irate boss who got on my last nerve. I'm going to admit it. This man was my worst nightmare. It was his job. I believe it was his assignment from the devil to make my life miserable. And he did a lot of that. Amen. He waited for me every day when I came in. He was waiting. I'm going to pick up 862. You're on 862. You're on the line.
Hi, how are you, Pastor Rebecca?
How are you? Wow, this sounds like a familiar voice.
Yes, it is very familiar. This is Pastor Anthony Simmons.
Well, praise the Lord, honey. So good to have you on the show.
Amen. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. You're on the air. And I was just talking about having success in the workplace by applying the principles that are gained in the Word of God. I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Amen. I just thank God for you bringing up such a relevant and timely topic. It is very important for us as Christians to understand how we are to conduct ourselves in the workplace. Amen.
Amen.
One of the things I am impressed by with some of the things that I know about you is that it seems like from the beginning I know your testimony that you kind of would not compromise your character.
Amen.
And I have a question and a comment.
Okay.
I have been employed for almost 20 years with the same company, thanks be to God.
Praise God.
And I've seen a lack of integrity on the parts of some of the people I began with who are no longer around. And you have some people who had an opportunity to make anywhere from $40,000 to $70,000 a year. Yet, because of the integrity issue, they would do something like petty theft, like possibly a very inexpensive package, and they would lose that opportunity of a substantial amount of income every year to provide for their families.
Mm-hmm.
My question is that how has it benefited you not compromising? Also, as Christians, how is it going to benefit us as the body of Christ, to be examples of what we get excited about, even as we come back to work on Monday morning and excited about our church service that we had the previous day.
Amen.
What are your thoughts on that?
Amen. Praise God. Well, the first question, how has it benefited me not compromising, is that it is well with my soul. Because any compromise that we make, we must realize that we're not making a compromise against the employer, but it's actually against the Lord, especially if we're Christians. But to put it in a practical manner, practical terms, I'll say that by not compromising, I gained the reputation of being a woman of integrity.
Amen.
So my employers knew that I was a woman who could be trusted, and a woman who could be trusted to get the job done, to get it done right, and to get it done without bending the rules.
Yes.
Amen. But there was a time in my employment where I was working for someone who wasn't as ethical, and he actually wanted me to lie, and I couldn't. After I got saved, I went back to work and said, I can't lie anymore. And that began a war where actually I was promoted over, and it became so unbearable for me that I actually decided that I wasn't going to work for my intern, so I quit that job. And again, it may have seemed like a disadvantage when you hear the story, but it was to my advantage because I was able to leave there and continue to move forward on the path that the Lord had for me. Amen.
Amen.
And as far as Christians being an example, you said it, Pastor Anthony, that we have to be an example everywhere we go, in the workplace, in the marketplace, in the church, and that people have to look on our lives and see the Lord. They have to see God. We are walking epistles. Some people will never go to church. Some people will never read the Bible. But when they look on our lives, they'll be able to say, that's a Christian for real, for real. Amen.
Amen.
And glorify our God.
Amen. Okay, one more final question for you, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and then I'm going to let you continue the program, and hopefully some more callers will call in with questions. Now, Let's get real. The cost of living is very high. We live in the state of New Jersey, and I mean, really, most people are trying to make ends meet. I mean, really, is bending the truth just a little bit or compromising every now and again, is that really going to damage our walk with Christ? Or you're a pastor, and I know you're called to a higher standard, but is that model for every Christian to really walk upright?
Well, I like that question. I like that question. Yes, your compromising the truth is definitely going to damage your relationship with God, because we have a mandate in the Word of God that tells us to be holy because God is holy. And it gives us, in the book of Colossians chapter 3, it gives us the rules for holy living. Amen. And what happens when we lie or when we manipulate the truth, even though God is gracious, we serve a gracious God. Amen. And if we repent and go to him in repentance, God is quick to forgive. Amen. However, we also have the devil, the thief. The thief wants to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. And what happens with the thief is that he's the accuser. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. So as soon as you begin to lie and start to compromise, the devil will tell you a couple of things. One thing that he will tell you is that you need to be ashamed of yourself and you need to be guilty. And the devil is a liar because there's no condemnation for those in Christ. And the devil is also the one who is telling you that it won't hurt to tell a little white lie. It won't hurt to bend the truth. It won't hurt to work under the table. It won't hurt to steal those paper clips or to take that box of pens home, even though you know that you didn't pay for them and that they belong to your employer. So the damage is done, because no one who knows the Lord can continue to walk in falsehood, can continue to lie. Amen.
Amen.
The devil is the father of lies. And when we're lying, we're acting like the devil is our father and not God.
Well, I thank God for your perspective. I mean, the way you break it down, just writing with the pencil that you took from work instead of going to buy a dollar box of pencils yourself.
Amen.
God really looks at that. And I just thank God for you being a woman of integrity, a woman of character. And I pray that God allows us to come up to the standard that he looks to us to upheld and uphold.
Amen.
In the earth. Amen.
Amen. And
you know, as parents, we're teaching our children to try to be people of integrity. So even as adults, he's still working on us. To God
Amen.
Be the glory.
Praise God. But before you go, I want to ask you, you've been at your company for over 20 years, and what I want to ask you is, how have you done this? How have you benefited? Are you happy on your job? And what is it that gives you the joy to go to work every day? And how have you benefited from the Word of God in your workplace?
To God be the glory. I'm just blessed because I realize that some people do face a high turnover, or in the world in which we live, some people have gotten a pink slip and put their mortgages and their lifestyles and livelihood in jeopardy. I thank God that he has provided every need. Amen.
Amen.
And even when we had our daughter, you and I did not have to worry. It was very expensive pregnancy and the whole process there. Even our medical and dental benefits, I don't take for granted.
Amen.
That God has put all of that in our hands.
Amen.
Even the opportunity for me to go back to college and to have the beautiful home that we have and aspiring to have the kind of retirement and future we want to have.
Amen.
As a family.
Yes.
And he has allowed us to put one kid in college already, and all of our kids will have that opportunity because of the integrity that I try to put forth in the workplace. I am assured that God will protect me and my employment. So that's the confidence I have in trying to go to work on purpose, and I know you said often we need to work as unto the Lord.
Yes, I
am. Although I work for my company, I know as I look at my paycheck paid to the order of Anthony Simmons, that allows me to be a tither on a regular basis. That allows me to, again, put food on my table.
Yes.
And clothes on my back.
Yeah.
So I don't want to jeopardize that. I don't want to look back and regret. So that is why I keep that in the forefront of my mind, to not think in hindsight what I could have and should have done in the first place.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much, honey, Pastor Anthony Simmons.
Amen.
For sharing with us on today. I'm glad that you took the time to call in. You're actually my first caller You're my first caller since I've been doing this Power in the Word show during the middle of the day, and I just want to let you know that I appreciate you for the man of integrity that you are, and iron really does sharpen iron.
Amen.
So you have been my the tool that sharpens me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, and I thank God for you. So I know you're at work, and I want you to just enjoy the rest of your work day.
Thank you.
God bless
and
you.
I pray that your listeners, even if they haven't gotten it right up until this day, that this particular broadcast will allow them to know that today is the first day of the rest of their lives.
Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Love you.
Love you too, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, that was my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and he is a blessing to me. He's a blessing in my life, and iron really does sharpen iron because he helps me to stay on point and stay on my toes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The phone lines are still open. We have a few more minutes. We have five more minutes, and the number is 646-652-4832. If you're listening, turn down your radio when you call because there is a delayed response, but you will be able to hear it on the archive if you want to hear yourself on the air. But believe me, God will answer your question, and he will use me to answer your question to the best of my God-given ability. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to share another scripture with you. Let's see, what do we have? Proverbs chapter, I guess, I already shared that one with you, Proverbs 3. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 16. 16 verse 1 says, To man belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. Amen. Isn't that powerful? You may have your plans, but God has his plans for your life. Amen. And then it goes on to say, all a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Amen. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Now, that's powerful. That is powerful to me that as we commit our plans to the Lord, that he will give us great success. Amen. God will. He really will give us success in every area of our lives. And there's another scripture that says, do not wear yourself out trying to get rich. And that is in Proverbs, I believe it's in chapter 23. Proverbs 23 verse 4 says, do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint. So your focus in your business, on your job, in your investment should not be, I got to get rich, I got to get rich, I got to get rich. Your focus should be, I'm going to do this work. The Lord has given me the ability to get wealth. I'm going to remember the Lord, and I'm going to continue to acknowledge him in everything that I do. I'm going to work unto the Lord, and as a result, the Lord is going to allow me to be successful and prosperous in my endeavors. Amen. So we're not seeking the riches. We're seeking to please God in our work, and we're seeking to be profitable, to have a profitable business or employment. And we're seeking to glorify the Lord in everything that we do by being men and women of integrity. And we are seeking to actually have enough to pay our bills and to help somebody else. Amen. I always say that I want the Lord to increase my bank account so that I can have enough to take care of my needs and to help someone else who is less fortunate. Is that your desire today? If that is your desire, then the Lord will meet you. He will meet you every step of the way. Amen. Praise God. Well, my time is up for today. I want to invite you to come out to our church. If you are in the New Jersey, New York area, We are at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and we are meeting tonight at 8 o'clock, actually at 7 o'clock, from 7 until 8 for Life Success Empowerment Bible Study. And we have our Sunday services on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Praise God, and the Lord meets us in a mighty way there. Amen. Praise God. I want to remind you that I'm on here every day at 11:30 for the time being, for the rest of this week. Next week it may change. I'm trying to find a way that is conducive for my listeners. Amen. So that you can be free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. Write it down. Write it down, because I want to talk to you. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my sister, remember, my brother, that God loves you, and so do we here at NCCM Radio, Power in the Word on Blog Talk Radio. Peace.